some people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also what things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Let's talk plants for another hour, wherever you are in the country. This natural organic program that we recommend works for you everywhere. You just simply got to adjust two things. One is timing, when you do things, and the other is specific varieties of plants. And I like for you to work with the local people about specific plants, no matter where you are anyway, and try some different things. We have basic recommendations, get you started, and then you can fine-tune it wherever you are, because there's always climate situations, microclimate situations, different kinds of things that will adjust what the final plants are. But as far as the big stuff, how you prepare beds, and I'll try to work that in this hour, I hadn't gone through it in detail in a while, how you prepare beds, how you plant plants properly, how you plant a tree properly, how you take care of insects and diseases, how you use beneficial insects, how you do propagation. All of the major things about gardening and landscaping are the same coast to coast and border to border. There's no difference wherever you are in the country, and we like to help you with that. So we'll get into that as we go. The conversation, the last one about sprayers, and that listener didn't hold on, but I wanted to continue with it for just a minute. But first, I'll do that next. But first, let me tell you, I've had a lot of people ask me about my knee. A lot of people know that I wrecked my knee. I tore it somehow. I'm not sure. Probably making a really, really bad golf swing at some point, along with too much work in the garden one day or something. And I had an MRI and the whole deal and had a torn knee. And instead of getting operated on or steroid shots or any of that, I tried something called stem cell therapy. I'd heard about it but didn't know that much about it. I used a company called Young Vitality. And it's amazing. It's a specific kind of stem cell therapy. It's not the kind that you see advertised the most, which is using your own fat cells and various kinds of things. It's umbilical cord stem cells, which are the cleanest, the most dependable. They come from healthy born babies. They've been saving the umbilical cord for years. I've really learned a lot. I had no idea this had been going on. The hospitals have been saving this material for a long time for some catastrophe. And then finally they got enough, and apparently, and they started selling it to very limited number of people to use. And this company, Young Vitality, is one of those people. My knee is completely healed, and that's all that was done was the stem cell therapy. If you'd like consultation, $200 value, I'd recommend you do. If you're having some issue with arms, elbows, shoulders, knees, hips, whatever it is, and you can get it, it's free. Just call this number, 800-705-6006, and they can tell you how the whole thing works, whether they would recommend it for you or not, what the costs are, and all that kind of thing. So check it out. 800-705-6006. Open lines all of a sudden, if you want to jump on here, at 866-444-3478. Continuing this sprayer conversation, the sprayers that I recommend, and again, I don't recommend hose-in sprayers. If you've got some and you want to use them, that's fine. You're just going to have to try to figure out how to mix. Depending on which one you have, the Garrett juice or compost tea or fish and seaweed or whatever into the container so it'll pull out, and it's going to be mixing for you. That's one of the problems I have with hose-in sprayers. You got to depend on this cheap piece of plastic or sometimes glass to mix it for you. I'd rather you mix it and make sure that when you're spraying that everything coming out that nozzle is what you mixed and you know what it is and that it's right. But if it hose end sprayers, for example, I'll use for beneficial nematodes and things that I don't have to spray real uniformly. It doesn't make much difference. I even use a watering can, just walk around and splash the nematodes out. But if you use a hose end sprayer for beneficial nematodes, you need to take any strainers that are in it out, and probably do that for any organic sprays, because they're going to be more particulate matter in an organic mixture than there is in something we don't recommend, like Miracle-Gro or Peters 2020 or something like that. You know, a soluble high nitrogen synthetic fertilizer, that's the worst thing that you can use. That's the most violation that you're going to do to biological activity in the soil is using those kind of products. So what do we use instead? We use a pump-up sprayer. We use what's called a trombone sprayer. And then you go up to larger sprayers, power sprayers of various kinds. But all of them are sprayers that pull out of them what you have mixed up. Bob Webster just recently introduced me, Bob and Roberta down in San Antonio introduced me to something they're selling in their store in San Antonio, Shades of Green down there. It's called an Orion sprayer, and it is incredibly high quality. The whole sprayer is, plus the fact the key to it is that the gaskets and everything are made by this really strong material that won't break down when you're using the Garrett juice mixture that has vinegar in it, or spraying vinegar by itself, or any of the organic sprays are going to tend to be hard on sprayers over a period of time. The orange oil will be, for example. Hydrogen peroxide might be a little bit after you use it a lot. So you still need to clean it out, but look into Orion sprayers, O-R-I-O-N. The one I've got is the Pump Up Garden Pro, but they've got one that's a little one-gallon pump-up sprayer, too. Just terrific, terrific quality. If your garden centers don't have them, and they may not, I think they're fairly new products, but if they don't have them in stock, tell them about the products. Maybe they'll get them in for you, or you can order them online from several different places. Again, Orion pump-up sprayers. The trombone sprayer is a good one, too. It's a little hard to find. What it is a rubber tube with a weight on the one end, and you put the weight over in the five-gallon bucket of water, bucket of whatever you're spraying, pest control or Garrett juice or compost tea or whatever it is, and then the rubber hose is connected to a brass sprayer that pumps, kind of like a pump shotgun, and you pump it and it sprays 20 feet. It sprays a long way. It's called a trombone sprayer. And I've had a couple that have gotten gummed up because I didn't clean them out quite well enough, you know, from the vinegar and that sort of thing. The brass will tend to corrode and build up a little bit. So if you get one of those, and they're not hugely expensive, but they cost, $20 or $30 or something probably. At least, and so just protect your investment by really cleaning out the sprayer very well each time after you've sprayed. Okay, and then the other thing I want to tell you real quick before we go back to the phones, and that number again is 866-444-3478. Other ways to get information about this organic program: the Organic Club of America is our membership area. It's the one place on the website that costs a little bit, and you get several benefits. A good way to go there, and you can actually benefit our nonprofit, is to click on the red button at the top of dirtdoctor.com where it says Buy Howard's Books, and it takes you to the information about my books and about the fact that if you buy books at a $50 level or donate to TORC, you get a free membership thrown in to the Organic Club of America. If you do $75 or more, you not only get the membership, but you get seed from my garden and from Bob Webster's garden. And in that mix, there's several, and it varies from time to time. But right now, I think it's Inland Sea Oats, Jicama, the shishito pepper, which is a wonderful pepper that the chefs have fallen in love with, and some other benefits as well. So check that out, and we certainly appreciate the help for TORC, the Texas Organic Research Center, as part of that deal. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. If you want to jump on board here, a couple of notes that I'll check on and try to answer some questions where people couldn't hang on. I'll be back for you right after this, so don't go away.
Unibest International has a great new soil testing kit for home gardeners, agriculture and greenhouse producers, turf managers, and landscape contractors. Tests determine what fertilizer nutrients are needed and provide easy-to-understand fertilizer recommendations tailored to your site that will improve production and quality. For more information or to order your ready-to-use professional-grade soil test kit, call 877-535-2479 or go to unibestinc.com. That's 877-535-2479.
Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
DRAM has designed and manufactured quality watering tools for over 75 years. Create the softest shower of rain in your garden with the One Touch Rain Wand. Easily switch between watering flowers, cleaning off sidewalks, and washing your car with the Revolution 9 Pattern Spray Gun. Put some DRAM color in your garden this season. DRAM, the professional's choice for lawn and garden, is available at your local independent garden center. Visit DRAM on Facebook or at DRAM.com.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has a new look. The bright green box features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside. No other probiotics today has Dr. O'Hara's world-famous quality for restorative digestive well-being. Enjoy the same trusted probiotic formula that I take every day and consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere, also on Amazon.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Our friend Cynthia Alexander from Quarry Flower Farm sent me a note that I appreciate. She said that, unfortunately, the Mrs. Lee's daffodil garden that I mentioned earlier in the show, this incredibly large daffodil garden over in East Texas near Gladewater, is not open right now. And I had heard a little buzz about this yesterday at the event. There's some bridge that's out. I don't know if it's on the property or getting to it, but there's closed it due, the garden's closed completely due to a bridge outage. So don't make a trip over there until you find out whether that has been fixed or not. But it's something worth going to see. It's called Mrs. Lee's Daffodil Garden. Somebody called and couldn't hold and wanted to know about a tree, a fig tree, 4 or 5 feet tall, but it was planted a couple of weeks ago. They want to know if they can move it right now. Well, the most delicate time to move a plant is when it's leafing out, but figs are pretty tough. So I would say if you move it quickly into new moist soil, not sopping wet, and don't let it dry out during the move, that your chances would probably be up in the 85 to 90% chance of having a success. So, you know, if you have to move it, go ahead and give it a try. That plant propagates very easily from stem cuttings late in the winter, you know, when the buds are just swelling. That and grapes are probably the two easiest woody things to propagate at that time of the year. So moving it like this, you're almost doing a cutting that's already got some leaves on it and some roots. So maybe it won't be any problem at all. So I'd say go ahead and give it a shot. Next up, David, University Park. Hello, David.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
We talked about the white flies last time, and what ended up working was the spinosad soap that you recommended. So,
oh, good, good.
Yeah, I finally was able to find it. The other question I had, I'm trying, there is no good saltpeter product or potassium nitrate for stump remover right now that I'm aware of. So I'm going to be trying to order straight potassium nitrate.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically just slap our company's name on it, essentially. Is there any chemically... is there any concerns I should be watching out for, or is there anything that you would recommend adding to that?
No, not really. Just pure saltpeter, which is all potassium right. nitrate, is what you want. I'm drawing a little bit of a blank, David. I found a place where it was available online, and I can't remember it. Maybe that's where you're talking about buying it in bulk and then putting it in retail packaging. Is that what you're thinking about doing?
Yeah.
That's just fine. That's what I do. But it's just pure saltpeter is all you need.
All right, that's what I thought. I was just double checking.
Yeah, and I know you're with a nursery, so let me know when you have it, and I'll let people know it's available. What we're talking about, everybody out there, if you're not familiar with this, it's a stump removal process. You drill holes in a stump and fill it with saltpeter, potassium nitrate, moisten it, and it starts deteriorating cellulose in the stump and will take it out, just rots it away. Some people will actually put burning embers or charcoal briquettes on it, and it'll just smolder down into the ground, and it works even faster. That's not necessary to do the potassium. I mean, the saltpeter, the potassium nitrate will do it by itself. Anything
all
else
right.
you need, Darren?
That's all I had for now. Let me know if there's any other products that you see a need for.
Yeah, that spinosad soap is definitely one. Are y'all going to be able to get it into the store?
I'm going to do my best.
Okay, good luck.
All right.
Keep me posted. And
bye.
For everybody out there, it's spinosad soap is different than just spinosad. Spinosad's a great product. I've mentioned it a couple of times. And it's good for killing caterpillars and various kinds of pests. It's kind of a broad spectrum killing organic product. It'll kill some beneficials too, so you don't want to use it all over the place. But a chemical company, it's a Fertilome company is who it is, over in East Texas, came up with this idea of having an insecticidal soap and spinosad mixed together. And Bob Webster stumbled into it and found out that it really worked on cucumber beetles and leaf-footed bugs and a bunch of really hard to control pests in the garden better than just spinosad by itself. And we've tried to talk to the people over there, and I got nowhere trying to talk to them. They didn't seem interested at all. They primarily are selling chemicals and synthetic fertilizers. And so maybe some other companies will do the same thing. I don't know why they couldn't anyway, mixing the two together. Or I guess a homeowner or a gardener, even a contractor to a certain degree, could buy a labeled insecticidal soap product and a labeled spinosad product and mix them together. I don't know why that would be a problem. But this is the kind of the, at this point in time, the ultimate weapon for organic pest control. It is a killing pest control. It's not a garlic pepper tea, a repellent like I like to use first. So you do have the issue of beneficial insects, but if you need to control a tough pest, stink bugs, cucumber beetles, leaf-footed bugs, those kind of things, it is worth using. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs.
They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrot Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And let's see, do I have a new note here? Larkspur flowers, are they dangerous? Well, yeah, they're toxic. If you sat down and ate them, the larkspur's beautiful flowers. I think it's a wildflower that should be used. I don't think it's too toxic. There's a lot of toxic to some level plants that we have in our gardens and some plants, for example, jicama, the top of jicama is what rotenone is made from. It's a toxic foliage and flowers, but the underground part of it is that wonderful citrusy, crunchy, apple-like textured vegetable or fruit that's so delicious, great for salads and all kinds of things. So some plants will have edible parts and toxic parts too. So the fact that larkspur is to a degree toxic doesn't keep me away from it. I like to grow it. It's a wonderful wildflower. It's very dependable, very colorful, big, dramatic. So I like it. I think it's fine. And other toxic, you know, we use some other toxic things too. You know, you could say that certain oak trees and acorns and the leaves are toxic to some degree. So there's a lot of things out there that are toxic to a degree. You just need to use some common sense about the plants. Here's Laura in Fort Worth next up. Hey, Laura.
Hey there. Just moved into an old house, has pier and beam foundation. And as we were taking up the carpet, we noticed little jumping fleas.
Okay.
And now my dogs and cat are just covered in them. And we have pecan trees and oak trees, and I think they're actually coming in from the yard. I don't know how to do this.
Well, inside,
I've never had fleas.
Inside the house, you can kill them real quickly with orange oil. Orange oil spray mix 2 ounces or even stronger if you're not spraying plants, and kill the fleas on the inside. You can also kill them with any kind of a borate product that you could get from the pest control people, and then use that. But orange oil is wonderful, and it smells great. It's a great cleaner and everything else. Outside, what you want to use is beneficial nematodes. And this is a great time to put them out because everything's starting to grow now, and you'll get some benefit on things other than fleas. It'll help you with fleas and ticks and termites and grub worms and fire ants and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we lived in Saginaw before, and we never had a flea or a tick. And our organic pest control guy said, well, just make sure you don't kill all the ants, because the ants pretty much control the other stuff. But
well, the ants will, but you don't want too many of them either. So,
exactly.
Yeah, get you some beneficial nematodes right away. Get them out and get the orange oil spray going, and I think you'll be in good shape.
Thank you. Because it's really hard to put DE all over the house.
It's not even that effective, really, anyway.
Okay.
The orange oil will be a much better way to go.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All
okay.
Right. Talk to you. And by the way, those of you that have carpenter ants out on the site aren't any problem. They're part of the natural breakdown of dead stuff out on in the garden and in the landscape and everything. But in the house, when they're breaking down the 2x4s that are holding your house up, that's a problem. And so killing them is very easy. Of all the ants that you can control with orange oil, carpenter ants are among the easiest. They really don't like it. It kills them, and it also sets up a repelling situation for them to keep them from coming back. The only possible difficulty is getting the material to the ants. And if they're in the wall cavity or something like that, and you don't have the proper tools to get it in there, you may have to hire a pest control operator to, you know, use the tools that they have to drill inside. I guess some of them have cameras on them so they see what's going on and locate where they are and get the material directly to them. But you don't need to use anything stronger than orange oil or a boric acid product or something like that. Spinosad would kill them too, but the orange oil smells so good and so inexpensive compared to anything else. It's kind of my choice. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I want to remind you once more, because we've got several dogs that really need some help, and they just look terrific. They're on our website. They're on dirtdoctor.com. These animals are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area at the two SPCAs that we try to help. One's in McKinney, and one's the downtown Dallas location. This week's dog is Chico, just terrific-looking Brindle and White Labrador mix, Labrador Retriever mix, 58 pounds. And then the others that are in there are Dion, Starsky, Ella, and Lunetta. And they're all really, really good, too. One of them, Dion, looks like he only has one eye. He's a cutie. Pit bull mixture. And if you're afraid of pit bulls, don't be necessarily. I mean, there can be bad ones. There can be bad any kind of breed, even little yappy dogs like our Tater from time to time. Our pit bull, the one that's, you know, the one we've been talking about the most, our tree-climbing dog, Nellie, and she's a mixed breed, but she's got a little pit bull in her. She is the sweetest dog that we've ever had, I think. So it don't let that run you off. Look at each one on its own merits. She is destructive. She's a destructive little gal. She gets bored really easily, like a lot of dogs do, and we're trying a lot of different techniques. But moose antlers are the thing that probably works the best. They're expensive, but it's an extremely high quality, probably the best kind of a chew toy you can allow your dogs to have. And if we think about it and do it right, when she goes out into the dog run and comes back in, if the moose antlers are around, she tends to work on that rather than decide to take the pillow apart that she's been sleeping on. Or she loves my pens. I used to buy really expensive pens, and I finally got smart enough to only buy the Pilot G, which is a gel pen, and I love them. They're just terrific, very inexpensive. But for some reason, she is really attracted to them, and if I leave them laying around, she'll figure out how to get them and use them as a chew toy, so watch out for that. Bob Webster gave me another really good recommendation on the chew bones, and that is antlers. Deer antlers, elk antlers, all the antlers are pretty good. Moose is one of the best. But he also said that the I'm drawing a blank on the name of it. The deer in Texas that has become a big pest. I'm going to have to remind myself and tell you when I come back, makes a real good chew bone too. What you do not want to use is cooked bones of any kind. And that really surprises people when they first hear it. The reason you don't want to do that is because it changes the bone from being chewable and having a little bit of resiliency and all that to being brittle. And when a bone is brittle, the dogs can break their teeth and, you know, damage their mouths and so forth. I think that surprises a lot of people. They think that if you cook them, it'll make it more palatable and all that, but it does just the opposite. We've talked about Nellie besides her tree climbing adventures. And by the way, I've solved the tree climbing. I don't know if I told you on the air or not. I think I did, but for people that missed it, if you have a dog that climbs trees, it's kind of rare. We have a very special dog. Now, our big live oak gives the dogs a benefit. You know, it's growing at a pretty good angle. And with a run, she just zooms right up. It didn't have any problem with it at all. Finally went up too far, ended up falling, hurt herself. So I had to do something about it. And I tried to find the 10 collars that you put on a tree to keep squirrels from going up. Couldn't find any nursery or garden center at all that handled the things. I was kind of surprised. I could have ordered one online. But I got to thinking, if I just put something slick on that side of the tree, maybe she couldn't grab a hold of the bark well enough to get up the tree. So I went to big box store and bought me some commercial grade hefty black trash bags. And I put a double layer on the tree, stapled it into the bark, doesn't hurt the tree. And I put it starting about 2 feet off the ground. I need to put a picture on the website with her to show you this thing because it works beautifully. She sees a squirrel, and the squirrels taunt her. They just absolutely know what they're doing, and they jabber at her and yell at her and get her all interested and fired up, and she comes running and jumps up on the plastic and so far just beautifully slides right back down. And it so far has worked. The squirrels also are smart enough to realize that if the trunk is straight, she can't climb it. And so they go up in a nearby yaupon holly, and the big ginkgo has a straight trunk and just torment her. And she goes nuts. Now, the interesting thing about it is I'm not sure she really wants to catch them and kill them, because a couple of times they've made a mistake. They've slipped, and she's real smart. She'll run around the other side of the tree from the side they ran around on, so she'll head them off, and she's actually come close to getting a squirrel a couple of times. But when she does get really close, she kind of like a football player short-arming a pass when they know the defender's about to knock their head off. You know, it's called short-arming the football. Well, she kind of does a short arm to the squirrel and pulls back a little bit. So I'm not sure she actually wants to hurt them. Well, let me get back to something that I wanted to talk to you about and didn't get a chance to work in, and that's the bed preparation that I recommend and some of the most common questions that are coming in. For those of you that are new to the show, the basic organic program, one major piece of the puzzle is to prepare beds differently than you may have heard about. We do not recommend peat moss at all. It's antimicrobial. It's great to store your sweet potatoes and Irish potatoes and any bulbs that you're trying to carry from one season to another in a dry. If it's dry, it'll keep them forever. That's why we don't like it. We don't like things that are antimicrobial. We want things that rot. We don't like regular sharp or washed sand. I'm not a huge fan of the expanded shale product. I'm not a fan at all of pine bark going into beds. Those are things that I don't like. And we'll take a break here, and I'll come back and tell you things that I do like going into the beds and how to prepare a bed so you'll have wonderful production the very first season. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on BioSafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with BioSafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. BioSafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. BioSafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years, free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite is easy to blend with other fertilizers to create a complete soil feeding program. Add Azomite on your garden, lawn, ornamentals, and trees from planting to maturity. It comes in a variety of grades. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, livestock, or horses. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or going to azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, let's finish talking about this bed preparation that we recommend. That's a major key to a successful production of whatever you're trying to grow, whether it's a herb garden, vegetable garden, landscaping, potted plants, even interior plants to some degree. One of the things that I might give you as a tip for finish with the bed preparation is on interior plants. You won't see this consistently, but if you start looking for it, you're going to see it from time to time. And that is, some of the plants that are coming out of growing operations there's a lot of lava gravel being used. I think that Bob told me that in their nursery, the ones they're buying from California are coming, some of them are coming from Hawaii and different places, but more and more of the growers here are starting to use a lot of lava gravel and lava sand in the mixture, and the plants will do a lot better. So when you're shopping, look around for that. It'll be frustrating. It's frustrating for me when I buy plants. I'm about to plant some flowers at home, and the plants will be coming in with a lot of peat moss in there, and I don't like that at all. But that's how most of the growers are still doing things. You can, though, if you keep an eye out, you can find plants in the nurseries when you're shopping that have a whole lot of lava gravel and thus some lava sand and even smaller texture lava in the pot, and they will do far, far better. Anyway, back to the bed preparation. We take the weeds and the grass off. We don't spray it and kill it with toxic material. We scrape it off and be done with it. If you want to spray vinegar to kill it, that's fine, but it'd be better to just scrape it off, throw it in the compost pile, and be done with it. And then the next thing that's very important to realize is that the existing soil that you have, and I don't care whether it's crummy builder's sand, you know, new house, or if it's sugar sand over in East Texas or some other part of the country, or it's some kind of heavy clay, no matter what color it is, if it has broken rock in it, that's no problem at all. You want to use the existing soil as a major ingredient in your bed preparation. The only time this doesn't hold true is if you have solid rock. Obviously, you got to bring in some soil, and in that case, try to bring in some native soil or a good sandy loam or something like that to create at least 8 to 12 inches, something like that, of a profile of soil above the rock. But if you have native black soil, we were talking about this yesterday in my talk, I have native black soil on top of white rock. And in the front yard, it's very thin. It's 6 to 8 inches of black soil on top of caliche and then hard limestone under that. And we've got great big trees and real good production out there. So preparing the soil above rock is fine. You just have to have some soil to deal with. And into that native soil, whatever it is, whatever color it is, you want to put the amendments that are part of the sick tree treatment. It's the same. Doesn't matter whether you're doing the sick tree treatment and trying to save a tree that's in trouble or doing new bed preparation for planting some new crops, it's the same amendments that we use. Compost, not peat moss. The compost, the higher the quality, the better. And we put in anywhere from 2 inches to 6 inches of compost across the entire area that's the new bed. Why the variation? Well, the better it is, the less you need. If it's a real good high-quality earthworm castings, for example, which I consider the highest quality compost there is, you only need an inch or two of material. If it's, you know, a more general compost that doesn't have quite as high biological activity, or you don't know even what all's in it, you'd probably need a thicker layer. Put it across the entire area. The next thing you put out are the rock minerals. Well, in addition to the compost, you probably need to put out an organic fertilizer also. Not Miracle-Gro. It's a terrible fertilizer. Not Scott's Bonus S. It's a more terrible fertilizer. But an organic fertilizer that has carbon and has trace minerals and has biological activity. And you put it on the beds at the same rate that we would recommend it for maintenance purposes, 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Okay? That's the compost side, the compost and the organic fertilizers. Then the second group of ingredients are the rock minerals. My favorites are lava sand, green sand, if you can still get it, it's getting harder and harder to find. Ladybug makes a wonderful product called Magic Sand, which is a substitute for green sand. The commercial product, Azomite, is just terrific, natural product loaded with trace minerals. Decomposed granite is good. Ground up solid rock granite is fine. Zeolite is a good mineral. Any mineral that's a different color than your base mineral on your site is wonderful. And then the sugars, the two main sugars I use, and you can use any sugar, but the two main ones I use are dry molasses, 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, and cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal. Critical. Don't forget the cornmeal. Helps biological activity. That is a great deterrent for diseases, especially important for your vegetable crops and the landscaping as well. Till it all into the native soil. Mulch with a partially completed compost or a shredded native tree trimmings, and enjoy the wonderful production that you're going to get with your organic program. Welcome aboard. I'll see you next week. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Go to dirtdoctor.com in the meantime, and I'll see you in about a week. See you then.